November 10th, morning, Gober Dawn.
गुरवे गौरचंद्राय रासिकाय सदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सदभक्ताय गर्शामलिं शताभिरभितो मन्देन देवरं जर्दं जागुडरोति सर्विदतं पट्टं
श्री श्री गुरु गौरंग राधा निंदारिका गिरिधारी महर्षि Our 15-16 days of our parikram has passed without any troubles. We had darshan of so many forests, and now at the foothills of Giriraj Govardhan we are residing here. Today is very special festival of Annakoot. The Go Puja also will perform, worshipping the cows, Rijvasi, Vaishnav's Puja, Guru Puja, and thereafter Giriraj Abhishek will perform, and very huge festival of Annakoot. Massive preparations we have made for this festival. We will go nearby to the Giriraj Govardhan, and as soon as possible by Panchamrit we will perform Abhishek, and thereafter Chappan Bhog. We are speaking Chappan Bhog, 56 preparations, but we are maybe 360 or even more preparations we are making by an offering Thakurji. You are very fortunate, very very fortunate, that you are contributing in so many different ways. Giriraj will definitely be merciful on all of you. Yesterday we were discussing four types of anarth, and thereafter we discussed further four types of anarth divisions. Of the four types of anarthas, it became 16 type of. We discussed all these. Our bhajan, if we have the desire to perform bhajan, then all these anarthas have to be removed, and in a pure form we have to chant the Harinam. Especially those which are favorable for bhakti, the six vegas, the Hirday Dorbalya, Asat Krishna, Aparad, all these things have to be removed. In Upadesha Amrit also, Shila Raghunath Das Goswami is described, Macho Vegam, Manasakrod Vegam, Vishwa Vegam, Utaro Upasth Vegam, एतान वेगान जो विषये क्षीर सर्वम अपि मम पृथ्वी सशिष्य जरत हित पुरुष अ सोबर पर्सन
बुद्धिमान पुरुष
इंटेलिजेंट पर्सन
तरस प्रथमे वाणी पे
फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल ही कंट्रोल्स हिज स्पीच
गमन करवे
ही कंट्रोल्स
जाता देखाले देखावे ते कुछ बोले दिले ही होय ना
व्हाट एवर कम्स इन हिज माइंड ही विल स्पीक नो इट्स नॉट लाइक दिस
महानर्थ पटे
This is a big anarth. Maybe by speaking this words and speech should only be used for Harikatha. Manoveg, the pushings of the mind. It is easier to control the wind maybe, but the mind, to control the pushings of the mind, very very difficult. Only by Bhagavad Bhakti and Bhagavad's names only it is possible to control. No other method I can understand which can control. Krodhveg, anger, this is the root cause of all anarthas. Krodh means the person becomes, his intelligence is destroyed. What has to be done, what is not to be done, he becomes illusion, and this is all the anarthas which are unfavorable to bhakti come in him. Jivaveg, control of pushings of the tongue. Very carefully you should control. The desire of the jiva, the tongue, is that do not eat very well, do not wear very nicely, only all times you should be absorbed in chanting the holy names. Jiva veg, there are two types of the pushings of the tongue. One, that you want to eat good things, very nice things, and second is speaking anywhere, whatever. If you cannot control the tongue, it is cause of so many anarthas. Draupadi at some time, she said, the blind son is also blind. This blind son is also blind, Draupadi said. Duryodhan heard this and he became so angry. And this was the cause of Mahabharata. Mahabharata, the great war, was fought. Our Sita Devi, when Ravan sent Marich, the mystical person, he took on the form of a mystical deer, and Ramchandraji was sent behind him. Ramchandraji, when he shot an arrow, he said, "Lakshman, Lakshman," in the voice imitating Ramchandraji. And Sita Devi said, Your brother is in some trouble. Go quickly. No, my brother has instructed me, Lakshmanji is saying, to stay here. Oh, you are thinking that Ram will be killed and you will get married to me. You want to get Lakshman, when he closed his ears, what you are speaking? Of course I will go. I cannot tolerate what you are speaking. But let all auspiciousness be yours. And what happened? Then Sita was kidnapped. And Sita Devi had so much troubles that she had to go through. Do not come at the time of Katha to Garland.
On the time of Harikatha, they should be far away. They should not come here. And you should not sit here. Oh, this side.
From where he has come, Gurudev is wondering, saying. Do not show anger. And
Udar,
the pushings of the belly, that we will eat right till our necks and then we will sleep long. And our, you cannot control rest of the senses if you are eating belly full. And everything that is inauspicious for bhakti will manifest in you because of eating more than necessary. Your Here it is described that Vashvek means those things that are control those things which are not connecting to bhakti. Control your speech. Do not speak. Don't speak anything that is not connected to bhakti. Only speak that is
Bhagavat Sambandhi
or Bhakti Sambandhi. Bhagavat connecting the glorifications of the Vaishnavas. Speak these things. Discuss these things. Manaveg, the pushings of the mind. If the mind's desires are not fulfilled, it can cause so much troubles. That's why meditating on the Krishna's pastimes, speaking Harikatha, these pushings can be controlled. Where the jiva veg, the pushing of the tongue, where he is eating the prasad of Bhagavan or Maha Maha prasad of the devotees, this tongue can be controlled. The pushing of the tongue can be controlled. Appropriate, not that become greedy. Maha prasad you should accept. Maha prasad you should accept. Careful. It is said, all the saintly persons should be careful that Mahaprasadhe, Govinde, Nama Brahmane Vishnu. Those persons who have very less Sukriti, they cannot understand the glories of Nam, Mahaprasad and Vaishnavas. Their glories, they cannot understand. They don't have faith, don't have believe in them. All the saintly persons should be careful that through Mahaprasad, Parvati Devi and Shankar, they began to dance when they tasted this Mahaprasad. Have faith. Don't eat prasad if you don't eat prasad. You are honoring prasad. Don't sing, you are honoring, serving the Harinam. You are not listening Harikatha. You are serving Harikatha. Every time you are serving everything with faith. This is bhajan. Here Mahaprabhu is saying, do not eat, do not bear. Be careful. He's speaking here, see, beware. Do not meditate on good things to eat or to wear. Through this, lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, enviousness, everything can be controlled. You can leave them. If you don't try all these things, you are chanting, you do not try to control all these pushings, your bhajan also will not be, you will not be able to progress in bhajan. Translation.
Giriraj, Maharaj, Gandharv, Giridhari. Today is the 16th day of our Kartik Vrata. Today we will worship Gurudev, the Vaishnavas, the Vrijavasis and the cows. Then finally we will go here to just near to Giriraj and perform Maha Anugut. And then we will bathe Giriraj by Abhishek with Panchamrit, the five ingredients of the cow. Cow milk, yogurt, urine, dung, panchamrit, honey, sugar.
Yogurt.
How fortunate anyone is to offer anything to Giriraj Maharaj. So in Sivajan Rahasya, we have discussed the four types of anattas: Surubram, Asatyusna, Vidoy Durbalya, and Aparad. Surubram means mistaken identity. Asatyusna, thirst for material enjoyment. Weakness of heart and offense. Each of these four groups of unwanted desires each have four concomitant factors. Thus, there is a total of 16 anarthas to be avoided. Therefore, if one desires to perform devotional service, one must dispel these anarthas. To that degree we dispel the anarthas, to that degree our bhajan will become more and more brilliant and shining. How to get free of these 16 anarthas? That has been described by Srirupa Goswami in his Sri Upadeshamrita. Bacha Vegam, Manasakura Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udara Upasta Vegam, Etan Vegam, Yogisam Hetu Dira, Sarvapimam, Divinusha Shisha. That person who is heroic and most intelligent, they will control these 6 Vegas. And when these 6 things are controlled, then there will be no aparad. Therefore, one should engage oneself constantly in hearing Harikatha. The speech will be controlled by constantly chanting the name and speaking Harikatha. The mind, which is more difficult, which is more powerful than the wind. Someone may control the wind, but to control the mind is very difficult. The mind is controlled only by thinking of Krishna and thinking of Harikatha. Krodha Begum, the force of anger. Anger is the root of all other unwanted things. When one becomes angry, one loses one's intelligence and one cannot understand what to do or what not to do. Therefore, it is the root of all anarthas. Jiva Begum, the tongue is very greedy. It always wants to taste newer and newer things. Jiva Narasa Hoy Iti Uti Dai, Sistangal Paran, Krishna Nahipai. As long as the tongue is running here and there to taste many things, then one cannot achieve Krishna. Mata also said to Sri Raghunath Goswami, Balona Kaive Ala Balona Payve. One should not eat delicious things. One should not wear expensive clothes. Therefore, the tongue has 2 tendencies: to taste many types of foodstuffs and to speak any rubbish. By not controlling the tongue, then many, many problems will come in our life. Just for example, Sri Draupadi. Because she failed to control her tongue, she abused Duryodhana. Oh, like father, like son. As the father is blind, then the son is also blind. As a result of that, Duryodhana determined that I will take revenge. Therefore, he stole her cloth, and from that came the Mahabharata war. Sita Devi also, because of uncontrolled tongue, had to suffer so much. Marich, the demon, came in the form of a golden deer, and Ram, to pacify Sita, chased that deer into the forest. As Ram pierced the demon with an arrow, the demon cried, Lakshman, save me! That time, hearing the voice which she thought to be Ram, Sita indicated to Lakshman, you should go and save your brother. But Lakshman said, no, I will protect you. Then she abused him. Oh, you want your brother will be dead and you will enjoy me? If you do not go now, I will drink poison. Thus, pierced by the words of Sita Devi, Lakshman went to save his brother. He said, I am going, but I wish your auspiciousness. When he was gone, then Ravan came and kidnapped Sita. As a result was the big war. Therefore, the stomach is also a very powerful, unwanted thing. If you eat too much, your stomach will swell up, then of course you'll have to sleep. Then if you cannot control the stomach, you cannot control the genital. Therefore, one who controls these 6 urges, that person is bona fide spiritual master. Therefore, we should not discuss topics which are opposed to devotional service and which are not related to the service of Sri Hari, Guru and Vaishnava. Do not discuss such topics. Mano Vega, the force and the power of the mind. When many desires come in our mind which cannot be fulfilled, then comes anger. Therefore, the mind can be controlled by thinking of Krishna and by Harikatha. By constantly hearing Harikatha, the mind becomes controlled. The tongue always desires to eat good things. Therefore, you should control the tongue by serving Bhagavad Prasad and serving the remnants of the devotees. One should not eat prasad. One should serve prasad. Therefore, when we take prasad and we say, Sadhu Sadhu Dhan, oh Sadhu, be careful, don't overeat. don't eat with an enjoying mentality. We also sing Mahaprasada Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnavi Salpa Punyam Padada Vishwasana Vajayate. That person who has no security, accumulation of spiritual merits, they cannot have faith in Mahaprasada, Govinda, the Navin, or the Vaishnavas. Mahaprasada is so rare. When Parvati and Shankar receive some, they dance in ecstasy. Therefore, don't eat Mahaprasada. You should perform service of Mahaprasada. Don't hear Harikatha. You should perform service to Harikatha. Baluna kaide ara baluna paide. Don't wear wonderful things and don't eat delicious foodstuffs. By controlling these things, one can progress in devotional service. There are six enemies: lust, greed, anger, enviousness, madness, and illusion. One must flee these things in this world. If one does not endeavor strongly to get rid, to free oneself from the grip of these six enemies, then one cannot perform devotional service.
মদন প্রভু, মদন প্রভু যেখানে থাকুন, মহারাজের পাঠের পরে গো পূজা করবেন, আপনি অর্চনের সমস্ত জিনিস আর ঘাস রেডি করে রাখবেন। মদন প্রভু যেখানেই থাকুন, মহারাজের পাঠের পরে গো পূজা করবেন, আপনি অর্চনের সমস্ত সামগ্রী এবং সবুজ ঘাস রেডি করে রাখবেন।
হরে কৃষ্ণ। দুর্গা জন পারফর্ম পূজা কালেক্টিভ গ্রাউন্ডস। কি
ভজন করলে যে
Ramchandra Prabhu is saying that by bhajan, performing bhajan, you will be able to get rid of these anartha. On second hand, you are saying unless and until you will not be able to control these pushings, you cannot progress in bhajan. How? These are contradictory statements. It has been told. Yashoda ji is dying by her effort. But he is not being bound. Without his mercy, she cannot bind him. Why did she try then? And she took a vow that I will definitely tie him today. It's not that Bhagwan's mercy will come anywhere. His mercy can do anything, but the mercy only dawns when from the internal heart's desire one performs effort. I will do it even if I leave body. If you perform efforts like this, then Bhagwan's mercy will also manifest on that person. We should try. And there Bhagwan's mercy, because seeing your efforts, it will come. Then these things will be removed. Otherwise, by your own efforts you cannot, and only by Bhagwan's mercy also cannot do anything. Bhagwan's mercy will not be there. Do you understand? That is why both these things are necessary. Now, you are, whatever you want, you are behaving, and Bhagwan's mercy will come to you. And then it will be, you will progress. No. Incorrect. That's why bhakti is also needed, and together with that, efforts are also needed. Our own endeavors are also needed. There are six faults in bhakti.
Sri Ramachandra asks a good question. Some people say, oh, if there is no anartha vritti, freedom from unwanted things, then how there can be bhajan? And some say, well, if there is no bhajan, then how there can be anartha vritti? So this appears to be a contradiction. And Gurumai said, just like Sri Madhya Yashoda, then she had to endeavor strongly to bind Krishna, then Krishna by his mercy allowed himself to be bound. Therefore, as long as one is not endeavoring to become free from these things, then how one can achieve the mercy of Krishna to become free from them? Therefore, one should, both things must be there. One's own endeavor to become free from these anarthas must be there, and Krishna's mercy to enable one to become free from them must also be there. Both are necessary.
There are six faults which are obstacles for performing bhakti.
Atyahara prayasasya,
this shloka.
Jansangarcha laulancha sarvin bhakti
vinas. Sadhak should be careful. Atyahara means
adhik khawa,
to eat too much. Some material sense object, the senses through them to collect more than necessary. Earth, wealth, do not collect more than necessary. What? How much is needed? If you collect more than necessary, a grihastha, there, he should collect some, yes, definitely.
But
atyadik, not too much. Day and night he is only working for wealth, for work, for money, and his bhajan is spoiled. A grihastha needs to maintain his family life. For that he should collect money. But the renounced people, they should not collect at all. Never. All our Shat Goswamis, you saw that who are our Guru were also, you can see in their lives, they have spent their lives in this manner. Atyahara, prayas.
Bhakti chada.
Except for bhakti.
Prayasna.
Do not try for any, do not endeavor for anything that is other than bhakti. The, you show your hand to an astrologer. Oh, you will have so much wealth, the astrologer is saying. This is an obstacle for bhakti. Do not do all these things. Don't do anything which is opposed to bhakti, especially the astrologers. Whatever people tell the ways, do not take advice from astrologers. These things will spoil your bhakti. Many people, they take nursing kavach and take money. Don't do all these things, beware. Chandra Prabhu is saying, if you give nursing kavach and do not take money, no, anyway. Whatever is needed, mantra can provide everything. Do not take the association of materialists. No, do not get into discussion with them. Do not listen whatever they have to speak. Do not speak Gramya Katha and do not discuss Gramya Katha. Lolya. No, not this. Next is. Lolya means different types of. Maybe this I should do, maybe that I should do, maybe that, this I should perform. Do not get confused. Sometimes karma marga, sometimes jnana marga, sometimes yoga marga. Like this, you are wandering in all these paths, very unstable mind. Don't. Niyam agraha. Niyam agra, maybe you have taken a vow that I will perform bhajan. I will 100,000 names I will chant. Dandavat parikrama I will perform. All these things you have maybe some desire. You are trying. But Niyam agra means. And you come, Gurudev comes, you do not offer your obeisances. Bhagavat, when he is reading and when he is coming in, you don't get up and offer him respects. Bhakti is spoiled. By this, these are things opposed to bhakti. You have to remove all these things. Translation.
Mm-hmm.
There are six impediments to devotional service which should be avoided. Atyahara paryasas cha pajalpa nimagraha janasangas chalolam cha sadvidi bhakti vinashati. Six things destroy devotional service, says Rupa Goswami. Atyahara. Atyahara means eating too much. But not only that, it also means over-collecting or over-absorption of any of the five gyan indriya, the knowledge acquiring senses like the eyes, smell, taste, hearing or touch, in any materialistic object. But there is some consideration. A grihastha devotee must necessary for them to collect something to maintain their wife and children and themselves. Therefore for them it is necessary, but it should not be excessive. Otherwise day and night I'm collecting, working, then bhajan will be destroyed. Actually there will be no bhajan. But for sannyasis, they should never endeavor for any of this. Mahaprabhu has strictly forbidden materialistic endeavors. Pariyasas. Except for devotional service, one should not perform any other endeavor. Means one should not endeavor for anything except for devotion. One should not be distracted by astrology or palmists. Guru Maharaj always says, if astrologers know everything, how come they're always poor? One should not, for example, put faith in all these things. Like taking the Nisringa kavachas, you give them 20 rupees, they give you the Nisringa kavach. These things are all strictly forbidden. Don't perform it. Otherwise, by selling the Nisringa kavachas and by buying them, your bhakti will be destroyed. Janasangha. Association with materialistic persons destroys devotion, because in that association you will hear so much materialistic topics. Nāpurikāna, even such topics should never enter the ears. Chalolam. Lolam means greed. If you associate with different types of persons, sometimes the mind will endeavor towards karma, then gyan, then either or another, then the mind will become distracted. Then if the mind is distracted, one cannot perform devotional service. And niyamagraha. Niyamagraha means either not following the prescribed rules and regulations, or only following the prescribed rules and regulations but not understanding the reason why you are doing it. For example, I will do Dhanva Pratikram, I will do 64 rounds, but not properly honoring Gurudev and the Vaishnavas. For example, someone is performing the worship of the deity and the spiritual master comes, or high class Vaishnava. That time you think, oh, I will must perform my achan, and you do not come off the altar and do a Dhanva pranams, then you will make offense, your bhakti will be lost. You are performing some Harikata, then Gurudev comes. One should immediately leave your Harikata and go and offer pranam to them. But if you think, oh, I won't do because my Achan or my Bhagavad Kata will be disturbed, this is called Niyamagraha. By doing so, one's bhakti will be destroyed.
Kanaru, Karmi, Vishayi, Mayavadi.
Karmi is materialist and Mayavadi.
Istri Sangi.
The people who take association of the women do not be friends with them.
যদি কোন রকম ব্যবহারও যদি করতে হয়
মেবি
অনাসক্ত ভাবে
মেবি ইউ হ্যাভ সাম অ্যাসোসিয়েশন উইথ দেম বাট ইন অ্যান অনঅ্যাটাচড ডিটাচড ম্যানার ইফ মেবি ইউ হ্যাভ টু বি ইফ ইউ ওয়ান্ট টু বি ক্লোজ টু সামবডি ইউ ওয়ান্ট টু বি ফ্রেন্ডস উইথ সামবডি ইউ শুড বি ফ্রেন্ডস উইথ বৈষ্ণব
শুদ্ধ বৈষ্ণব কি না
And you should see also that Vaishnavas, is he pure or not? And especially,
Sajati
Snigdha Vaishnav, is he affectionate towards me? Is he in the same emotion, spiritual moods as me? Taking the Sangha of materialists and Mayavadi, your intelligence will be spoiled. Be very careful about this, English.
With any karmi, Mayavadi, and those who are Vishayi, don't have any friends. Be careful. If any dealings are have to done, Oh, without attachment you should do. So anyhow, we'll have to judge by bhakti is increasing or stopping or decreasing. Always. If stopping, oh, what is the root? Main cause. If decreasing, why? We should try to stop all these things. And increasing, oh, very good. Very good. We should try. Go, Premanande.
Hari Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna.
Abhi hum log ekhani hamara go puja ke andar jao.
Go for
go
puja.
We'll perform
the worship of the cows. We'll perform parikram. Rajabasis, Vaishnavs. We will worship. And thereafter, around 9:30, we should leave this place.